Broken Simulation. Broken Simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
And welcome to Broken Simulation. He's your host, Johnny Woodard, and I'm his sidekick, Sam Tripoli. And we are excited to be here on our new and first ever. It's not the annual because it's the first one. It is, what do they call the first one? The inaugural Broken Simulation Thanksgiving Day special. Shout out to all the Native Americans. I know I know this is your 9/11, but we celebrate with you. All right. Johnny, a lot of people need to know, Johnny is in the deep woods.
In the woods.
Like, isn't that where you are right now? Yeah, like, you got your camouflage on?
Well, it was cold today, and the heat went out in the house. So I had to go buy a bunch of firewood, and I've been stacking that shit. We got the fire just blazing downstairs. I'm in the attic where it's not heated up here, so I got this little space heater right here.
So, Johnny, one of my favorite Nick Swartz's jokes is about helping your grandma. No matter what you do, you're like, you're so strong. Do you feel that when you're chopping wood for your
parent? I didn't have to really chop wood. I just had to stack it. Yeah. No, my dad's a bad. He's way stronger than me, man. My dad's crazy. He's like a stone cold farm dude from way back.
Does he introduce you as his gay son?
No, but I mean, we are very different. Like, my dad got in a lot of fights growing up. He's got scars from like being stabbed and shit like that. Like, he went to high school during integration, and there'd be these like race fights, you know, where the black people and the white people would just beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, at it. My dad used to talk about that. Isn't shit.
It? Yeah, yeah, crazy, wasn't it? Yeah, my dad says that they one of the biggest pieces of advice is that he told me this several times as a kid. He was like, "Listen, man, if you ever get jumped by a bunch of people, you just got to pick one person and just beat the shit out of that person." And, you know, at least if
you get
beat up.
I thought he was going to say, when fighting black people, just know when you size up one, their buddy's coming from the side.
Like a velociraptor.
Like the velociraptors. Every video you watch, dude sides up, his buddy comes to the side and clocks him. Yeah,
I remember when I was a kid, we used to drive around town, you know, and he would be like, "Yeah, that's where I got jumped by a bunch of dudes right there in that near that ditch, and over there is where I got stabbed." And
Now, what was your mom? Was she just like, was she one of those just dating a hooligan?
No, my dad, my mom came from kind of the other side of the tracks. You know, she lived a pretty normal middle class life, really. And they met though at, she was into horses and my dad was into horses. My dad trains horses and races horses. And they met at a horse race, a horse show, and that's how they met. So,
now, what does your dad think of what you do?
Yeah, well, my dad, you know, I mean, he's always been, he likes comedy, you know, especially movies and stuff. So he was the one who, he would take me to the movies as a kid. So he thinks it's pretty cool. He probably doesn't understand it, though. My mom just told me like 2 weeks ago that she listened to her first podcast. It was some kind of like, you know, crime porn podcast that women love that.
Yeah. Women love that.
Yeah. And so,
like Small Town Murder, my friend Chris Neff. Chris has a friend who is on, I guess, on that show, Small Town Murder. And he's like, they stopped doing stand up and they just started touring that podcast. And like, he's like, there'll be older women just sitting in the audience knitting and stuff like that.
That's where we got it. You know, you made it big, dude, when you got the old women showing up knitting. We got to get to that.
Yeah, I'd love to see old ladies knitting Broken Simulation stuff. Because women just love, like, they just love murder. Because murder, in my opinion, is the ultimate emotion. Mm. And they just love that stuff. Like, everything's about emotion, or at least they're trained to that. Or everything that is in the meat. Like, you know, it's like, I think the entertainment world tries to turn women into emotional monkeys by constantly trying to like just, you know, pull their heartstrings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a great example of that is the Super Bowl, right? So we, you know, when the Super Bowl comes, it becomes a really big deal because it's the one time that they know that for the most part, women are gunned to watch the game. They've created, like, when they do the halftime show, it's really for the women.
Oh,
and
yeah,
when they do, time. Like, all the commercials, it's really for the women. And
yeah, so, like all those K Jewelers commercials and all that shit that have, like, a little tale, shit. Like a love story. Yeah, yeah.
But that's why, like, everything's like, you know, starting defensive lineman for the Ravens, J.J. Jackson, he likes to work with retard kids. And, like, it's like all about the main. You don't see those stories as much, even though that's slowly more and more becoming part of it. But it's really laid on thick on in the Super Bowl because they know so many women are watching. And it's like – that's why they like Murder TV, which is hilarious, because they're usually the ones who are complaining about mean jokes. They're like, people's feelings. I'm like, you like murder. People died. I mean, like, that's the worst feeling in the world. What are you talking
that
about?
Is the worst feeling in the world. Yeah, that is the worst.
You know? So, Johnny, a couple things I want to go. First of all, let's get into the Dave Chappelle controversy, which is very interesting.
Oh, go. I don't know about this. Go ahead.
So apparently, he somewhat talked about it on his Saturday Night Live set. But apparently, Netflix bought the rights to air the Dave Chappelle show, and Dave Chappelle didn't get a dollar of it.
What, they bought it directly from Comedy Central? Is that
Viacom? Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't get a dollar of that.
Was he entitled to it?
Well, no. That's the contract that was signed.
Yeah.
So it's like when Taylor Swift is it's very weird, man, because as an artist, I understand what he's talking about. Like if they
his show is the name. I mean,
yeah. So I get that. And you know, Comedy Central, fuck that dude. Each way.
Well, it
sideways.
Also sounds like his representation kind of fucked up too. If they didn't.
Yeah, dude. And you got to think about this. And it's my opinion on why Dave Chappelle is the GOAT. It's not just like how good of a comic he is, because he is probably one of the greatest comics ever. But the longevity of his career. There is Dave Chappelle stand-up sets on television. Late 80s, 90s, dude.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, even his film career would be a decent career. His movies he did in the 90s, you know, and in 2000s, like just little spots here and there. He'd be, yeah, I mean, he's had so many stages, man.
He's just great. Now, I don't get into Dave Chappelle's brave, because I don't think anything Dave Chappelle's saying, he's allowed to say all that stuff. There's nothing brave about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you're going a long way when you say somebody's brave who's doing stand-up comedy.
Well, it's like, you know, he's not taking risks up there. He's not taking any risks.
Well, he doesn't,
there.
But even if his career was over, it's no risk. It's not like he's an up-and-coming guy who says the wrong thing and then he loses a job he depends on to pay rent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that goes back to, he's allowed to say, white liberals have decided that Dave Chappelle can say whatever he wants to say. He can say whatever he wants. That's my whole thing when Louis C.K. was coming up. Like, as great as Louis C.K. is, and he is great, he was allowed to say some insane shit.
Like the N-word, yeah.
And the people who would normally get offended decided that was okay.
And we should be clear, we think it should be that way for everybody.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not – I don't believe in any – listen – I don't like pedophile jokes, but I'll fight for your right to do it. Mm. And I'll give you a lot of shit for doing it, but I'll never tell you you can't do it.
Yeah.
You should be able to do that. So Dave Chappelle is very mad at Comedy Central right now. He did a big video on it, put it out. They bombarded Comedy Central's Instagram with just
laying
into.
Where did you put it out?
I don't know. I think you can Google it.
I mean, do you want to watch it real quick or no?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. You think it's Instagram?
Let me find out.
Keep talking. Since we're not going to edit this. This
All
is
right,
kind of
so,
a live
So
special,
basically, Dave Chappelle is put out something explaining why he thinks he got fucked. And I think we could all agree, when you create the show and you're not getting a dollar, you are getting fucked. And Johnny was right. His name is on the show. And you know who else is getting fucked? Neil Brennan is getting fucked right now, right? And that sucks because Neil was a big – he was like the writer on the show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, well, I just saw him in he's in a big national commercial. Spot. Yeah, with
– he probably is the Kevin guy who directed it.
What he's got a Dave Chappelle has an Instagram and it's got a video that's posted, but it's called Unforgiven. It's like 18 minutes. This is like a comedy special actually from 11 hours ago.
Yeah, I think he put out a comedy special on Instagram.
Okay, but is that where he talks about the Netflix thing?
I think so.
Oh, okay. We probably don't want to show his comedy special then, right?
Yeah, then don't do that. Yeah, but okay. The point it was put on Instagram for free. I think, you know.
Anyways, I had to queue it up though. Let's not worry about it.
So he is complaining about that. He does have a right. Now, I hope he's not calling out Netflix because I don't believe Netflix is at fault. And on top of that, Netflix has given him – I mean, who is going to bid against Netflix for a Dave Chappelle special at 20 mil a pop?
What do you mean a pop?
He's getting 20 mil each of the specials.
Oh, his special. Okay, I'm sorry. I was hearing the – I thought you were still talking about his show. Okay. I wonder, does that mean if he – I wonder if it's just because it's digital he didn't get paid or if his show was actually in syndication on another channel, if he would not have gotten paid for that either. That's what I would like to know.
Well, you know what, dude, is just like it got so big so fast he walked away. He could never renegotiate him having rights to everything.
Yeah, that's just – I mean – his representation really failed.
Should be taking a beating right now is his representation. Absolutely. You know?
Absolutely.
But that's it. To me, this highlights what is wrong with the old model. And it's like why everyone should be going and making podcasts and making their own YouTube channel and all that shit. That's what you do this for. So you don't have these suits taking all the cash.
Okay, here we go. I found it. This is the Hollywood Reporter took an excerpt from the thing. So I'm just going to share this with you real quick here.
Yeah, Johnny. Yeah.
Here we go.
People think I made a lot of money for Chappelle's show. When I left that show, I never got paid. They didn't have to pay me because I signed the contract.
Chappelle, who has made several...
That was not impressive. Okay. Hold on. Back to that. Here we go.
Bad. And do you want to know what they... That this makes me... I called them and I told them that this makes me feel bad. And do you want to know what they did? They agreed that they would take it off their platform just so I could feel better.
Next, one of the greatest...
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, it's. I think that was the end of it, dude.
Okay.
All I know is Randy Quaid is putting out some hilarious fucking weird Instagrams. Have you seen that?
Where he's like, got the face. Light of his face.
Like,
yeah.
It looks like it's like Christmas trees under him.
Hold on.
He's just like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, Randy Quaid, get weird.
Yeah, he does get weird on Instagram. He just has these insanely long rants. You got this?
Oh, this is the best. Look at this.
Unfortunately, I am using this from Young Turks.
It collapsed. Weekend, daytime, even worse.
I love
Very
this,
Very sad to watch this happen. But they forgot the way... They forgot what made them successful. What got them there. They forgot the golden goose. The only difference between the 2016 election and 2020 is Fox News.
Okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, young person who wants to make money in entertainment should watch that Randy Quaid clip and get what I say. Interesting never gets old.
Guys, we have a new sponsor, and when I found out they were sponsoring the show, I was super excited because I've been using the Headspace app, the meditation app, for years. life can be stressful even under normal circumstances. But as we all know, 2020 has been a humdinger, and the holidays are coming. They're stressful. They are for me anyway. I'm not sure about you, probably. And you need stress relief that goes beyond quick fixes. That's what Headspace offers. Headspace is a daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is the one and only meditation app advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. I started using, like I said, Headspace several years ago. I started with their really basic, simple, easy introductory meditation, guided meditation sessions, and worked my way up from there. And that's the great thing about Headspace. They have beginner guided meditations, and they have much more advanced techniques that you can learn. It's really for everybody at every level of meditation. So don't assume that if you're a serious meditator that this app doesn't have anything to offer, because it definitely does. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Think about that, 60 million downloads. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/broken. That's headspace.com/broken. And you can get a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's entire library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal you can find anywhere right now. It's at headspace.com/broken today. Headspace.com/broken for a free one-month trial.
I was talking to this young female comic. She's 33 years old. And in Hollywood, that's not considered too young. But to a 48-year-old man, that's super young, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, you're young. She's like, I'm not that young. I go, you are young. It's just like, but you know what? It doesn't matter if you're fucking authentic and you're interesting.
That's it. Yeah. We should say that Randy Quaid was one of the best comedy actors of his generation. I mean, that guy was very funny.
Yeah, but dude, this new generation doesn't know him from any of that.
Oh no. What I'm saying is this guy, I mean, for people who don't know who he is, we should say this guy is like a talented human he's not just some guy with a YouTube or Instagram or whatever the hell. Yeah, I love Randy Quaid, and I've been watching his videos for a while. They're really entertaining. I also what's the guy from John Voight, have you been watching his videos that he does on Twitter about the president?
Another interesting old guy.
Yeah, he does these really, really pro-Trump videos, and it's just him talking straight to camera, like, hey, everybody, the great President Donald Trump is under attack from all angles, and we all
well, you know what I find interesting? Because I am somewhat in this group of old interesting guys. I don't mind saying that I'm interesting. It hurts saying
okay,
that. Okay. But it isn't.
You're going to love this. Hold on a second. Sorry. It was playing in the background. I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear you. But yeah, you are in the group of old interesting people.
Fuck you, Johnny. I can say that. You can't say that.
Here we go. What?
We're heading down a street that has no name now.
These are just on his Twitter.
We must not allow our nation to crumble. This is what they want. To destroy America. Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration. Our state, California, is being ruled by a leftist mob. Himself, Governor Newsom, is taking away our freedom, your freedom. He's a disgrace to mankind, he and his relative Nancy Pelosi, who has tried to bring President Trump down.
It's a disgrace.
Governor Newsom has destroyed many lives of people who depended on their businesses. And now he wants to shut down again. He is a lie, like all the left that are trying to destroy the USA. I ask all to fight this battle now.
This guy's amazing.
To get them all out. I've been attacked by my fellow peers saying I am preaching violence, when the truth is, they all are. The left are burning and destroying our cities. We are willing to fight for freedom, not freedom to burn down our flag, but to raise her up with the glory of this land of the free. But the left are trying to stop these truths. Let us bring justice to the Supreme Court. Let them see how corrupt the left is with their fraudulent votes. Let the truth show itself that President Trump is the only man that can save this nation. Let us fight this evil now and know that God's truths will expose them all. Let me ask all to pray in the name of Jesus, Moses, and all saints for their hands of safety, to be honest now.
All the saints.
The way in which we are being targeted will be hard to fix. But with all your love and prayers and truths, we can win this battle against this evil force that has taken over this country.
When I see these videos, you know what I think of? No Country for Old Men, right? It's just like, I love it. I love it. I love it. And it just, to these young millennial, he just comes off as this fucking ancient crazy person.
Well, you know what it seems like, right? It seems like him and especially Randy Quaid, it's like they just figured out how to use their phone to post videos to the internet, you know, especially Randy Quaid. And he's being as creative as he can with his limited skill set at posting videos to the internet. And hey man, when you're a talent like that, it's good. It works.
Yeah,
it works.
As long as you're interesting.
You know what it makes me think of? This point that you're making a lot about these people, some women in comedy who will, they got merch lined up, they got websites and everything before they even post their first episode of a podcast.
Yes.
These guys are completely the opposite. They're just slamming shit on Twitter. It's getting hundreds of thousands of views, and they don't give a damn. I mean, you know, they could monetize if they want.
They're kind of like, hold on, I could do like TV, but without a giant crew?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how this goes.
And that's what Trump did, dude, with Twitter, man. When he figured out that he could instantly reach millions of people without any middleman, he knew, because he's smart, you know, with media. He knew exactly how to work it, and he did.
Johnny, I'm glad you played that clip, okay? Because it brings into something I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Voight, that's his last name.
John Voight,
right? Yeah. Yeah. He brought up COVID and destroying. You know, I think when we think about what the effects of COVID has been on industry, what do we think of? Restaurants, bars, waiters, bartenders, right? But there's a lot of industries that nobody's talking about that have been devastated. And I would like to do my top five most devastated industries that nobody's talking about.
Okay.
That have been destroyed by COVID. That's a long one.
And this is our this is our saddest list yet. Somebody suggested we do a top five people who were unjustly jailed, you know, in prison unjustly. This is even sadder than that, probably. So.
No, what is sad? Yeah. But I think if we, by this hit show, exposing this, that people will rally around these people, and they will rise again. Are you ready, Johnny? Do we have any sign of facts?
No, I wish it would. No, we're on. I mean, no editing, so.
Can you just sing a song about the poll segment?
Top five devastated polls. Industries. Top five devastated industries with Sam Triboli coming at you live from Los Angeles, California.
Are you ready, John? Are you ready?
I can't wait.
Okay. Number one that nobody's ever thought about.
Now, we want to go. Do we want to start with five. One? Hold on. Yeah,
I'm going with number five. This is number five.
Number five.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Number five. Escape rooms. Escape rooms have been devastated. by COVID because everyone's so scared of their lives. They're not going to get scared as a fun time. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing more first world than escape rooms.
Oh, right? I see what you're saying. Okay, I thought you were just saying because everybody's trapped in a room, like, not socially distanced, but you're saying because we don't want to be scared because the news scares us enough.
Yeah, everything's so scary now, they don't need to go and get more scared.
Got it.
Like, were haunted houses big during Halloween? Was anyone going to everyone's like, fuck my life.
No, they canceled Halloween, yeah.
Right?
By the way, I just want to say, our list last week was the hardest places to get laid, and a guy brought up probably the number one, it was Planned Parenthood. That was
That is it. That is
that's
it.
The number one.
But does that fall under hospital, though? But I will give you.
Yeah, I thought he got it, though. He got it.
Yeah, I would give it to him. He won that. But credit number five, escape rooms,
that's
Johnny.
A good one. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Nobody's going. I saw an escape room shut down. I'm like, dude, it's really sad when the scaring business is going out of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, have you ever done an escape room, Johnny?
No, to me, I don't like puzzles and shit like that. That's not for me.
Well, you look like a guy who would like puzzles.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but I don't.
All right. Are you ready for the next one, Johnny? Are you ready?
As ready as I can be.
Dominatrix.
Yeah, okay.
Who's going to BDSM, people?
Yeah.
You can, I mean, like, if I got to stay 6 feet away, how can I whip you? How can I shove all?
You got to have, like,
dildo in your butt if I can't get close to you.
You need that Indiana Jones whip, you know, or just like from across
nobody's
the room.
Nobody's going for that. And like in this economy, who can afford a dominatrix?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, you gotta
go on Groupon.
You gotta screw your dildo on the end of a broomstick. You know,
yeah, from far away. And then you gotta spray it every time you take it out. Like, are you just like, I just did Kill Tony. They're just replacing the fucking money. Every time you shove it in, you got to put a new dildo on. Like, who has that kind of money?
You know what Aaron at ATC was doing with the mic, the windscreen covers, the windscreens on the microphones? He was putting them in the freezer. And then I read in the news that day that the freezer, it makes the virus live longer. So I sent him an email. I was like, Aaron, dude, yeah, the freezer makes the virus live longer. It doesn't kill the virus.
Oh, my God.
And he's
God.
Like, oh, okay. I'll stop.
That's why everyone's. Oh, dude, I heard underground. I heard a story that someone did a show in New York at a club I will not mention, and the guy was feeling sick, but he still went and did it. He gave everybody COVID.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no! I got
That's like the new fucking escape room, right? Can you escape that without fucking COVID?
It's the holiday season, and if you want to give a gift that means a little more this year, get creative and learn how to make the perfect handmade gift with Skillshare's online classes. We're really excited to welcome Skillshare back as a sponsor of Broken Simulation. I'm a member at Skillshare. I've taken a number of courses there, most recently video editing and illustration. I really enjoyed those. If you're not familiar with Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. I count myself among those people. Explore new skills there, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity. Skillshare is a great way to refresh your creativity and explore beyond your area of focus. Try a class in photography or illustration or even watercolor painting. They really, the classes you can take there are many and varied. There are so many. You may even catch yourself by surprise. You may have new talents that you didn't even realize you had. So there you go. Skillshare believes a strong community is essential to personal growth, so you can tap into the support of fellow creatives who provide encouragement, communication, and inspiration. When you join, you can try one of Skillshare's new live classes. This is really exciting. I actually can't wait to try this myself. Experience real-time inspiration as you connect with popular teachers in real time while watching and working along with other members. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/BrokenSim. And the first 1,000 people to use our link, that's Skillshare.com/BrokenSim, will get a free trial of the Skillshare Premium Membership, which I highly recommend. Again, that's Skillshare.com/BrokenSim. For the first 1,000 people to use our link, we'll have a free trial of the Skillshare Premium Membership. We love Skillshare. They're a sponsor of our show. They have been several times in the past. And as I said, I can't recommend them more. Yeah, I got one in the news segment that you may want to add to your list in a little bit. But go ahead. Please continue.
Johnny, have you ever been with a dominatrix? Is that something that turns you on? Pain? Like someone kicking you in the balls?
No, not that kind of pain. No.
Making you drink your own pee?
No, I could see being attracted to a woman dressed that way. But not.
And then
I
she's
don't.
Like fisting you?
No, none of that. No.
None of that. Johnny, no. you only got exits only. That's it on Johnny.
Yeah. I mean, I could maybe like, I don't know. I could give a whipping to somebody or something, but I'm not taking it. No.
You're not into whippings.
No, not receiving. No.
Okay. So that was number four, Johnny.
Go on.
You got sound effects for number three?
Yeah, sure. Let me get the button over here. Number three.
Okay. Psychic readings. Right? Anybody going to get psychic readings anymore?
in-person psychic readings.
Yeah. Is anybody doing that?
No. No.
Okay, not, maybe that wasn't the best one.
They need
Johnny.
To set up. You know, they need to set up like a 7-Eleven window, you know, where they got the drawer down there where they can like slide through the tarot cards and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's a great idea, Johnny. You should go to the Gypsies R Us convention and tell them about your bank. Like, dude, my favorite thing when I was a kid, I loved going to the bank, the drive-in, when you put the little like thing and it would shoot up.
Oh yeah, the pneumatic tube. Yeah, I love that.
I love
too,
that shit. Me what too. A great invention. Love what is it. Something that great has been invented again? I mean, like something so cool, fun for the whole family, practical.
You know, I think that's a pretty old technology too. I think like in the old days of the stock exchange, they would use that to shoot around the stock orders and stuff around the buildings in New York. I imagine being in the, you know, the first person to see
and
a
pneumatic
tube. And
you know, it's so funny that was some guy's job is to run around, and then they got a robot to shoot the thing around, and that guy lost the job, and then he got into dominatrix, and then COVID hit, and now he can't do that either.
Pneumatic tube networks gained acceptance in the late 1800s.
Whoa, so that's an old technology.
Old technology, yeah. That's
damn,
right.
Damn, dude. All right, are you ready for the next one,
Johnny?
Oh, by
the way, I will say, there's a psychic that set up shop around the corner from where I live, and she would sit in the window like those red light district prostitutes in Holland, and she's really cute, you know? So, and she would just, there'd be a line around the block of people, because she'd just sit there like reading a book in the window, this big shop window, and she'd have like stones around her, you know, and she'd like, be showing some breasts, and she got a lot of business.
Yeah, and do you think it's all psychic readings? Do you think it's, or do you think it's eight balls and hand jobs?
Yeah, maybe. I don't. That's a good question. It might be a front. It could be.
Dude, they never. I just was on Kill Tony. They never close these fucking things.
Close the psychic places.
Yeah, I've seen Chipotle's close, banks close, Starbucks close. I've never seen a fucking psychic reading close.
Well, now COVID has brought them to their knees.
Well, yeah, dude. I guess I didn't even. I guess I didn't make my point. This is supposed to be things hit by.
And yeah, I know. And you're saying they can't close. Yeah.
Wow, good point, Johnny. So take that off. It's top four now. Top four.
Well, I got one that you might want to slide in there. Just go when you're done. I'll read the news item when you're done with this list, and you'll see if you want to put it in the top five.
Johnny, number two.
Number
are you ready?
Two.
We're in the top two. Cults. Cults have taken a real hit. During COVID.
Okay.
Nobody's joining a cult. How are you supposed to get people in your cult if you can't have more than 10 people at your house?
Yeah. Oh, got it. Yeah.
Right?
That's
like,
good point. Yeah.
And the whole thing about cults is you send out smoke shows to think these dudes are going to get laid, right? And then you bring them back and then you like drink some Kool-Aid and maybe they get a hand job and they're like, I'll join your fucking cult if
that's
I mean they get a hand job. And now you can't do that. Because you can't give hand jobs during COVID.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good one. I buy that.
Psychics, man. I mean, like, cult leaders, dude. Dude, half of them are afraid. How can you be a cult leader when you're trying to talk to people like, dude, trust me, man. I can get you to salvation, right? It's like, no, you can't make any contact. Nobody, dude, you're not seducing them. They're like, oh, dude, trust me, man. You are. I know salvation. Come to me. You're like, oh, you're a fucking weirdo. I'm not going to do any of that. So cult. So let's go. What is it, Johnny? Let's go down the list real quick before I do my number one thing. And I think you might agree with this.
Okay.
Escape rooms. Dominatrix. Okay. Cults. All right. And are you ready for number one? Can I get a drum roll, please? Got you a drum roll, please. The circus.
Okay. Yeah.
The circus.
That's it.
One, nobody's going to the circus. And, dude, what are those guys going to do? You can't be the bearded lady and get into fucking like, oh, you're an Uber driver now? How about lobster claw guy? What are you going to do? Work for fucking a food delivery service? You can't drive. You only got claws for hands. And what are you going to walk up, waddle, give them your food with your claw hands?
What is the claw hand guy? I've never seen that one.
You never seen Lobster Boy?
No, not Lobster Boy.
Look up Lobster Boy, dude. That guy's a real dude.
Okay. I remember there's this touring thing that used to come to North Carolina during the fair, and it was supposed to be the world's tiniest woman, and she was just this little lady. You had to pay like $5 to go into this house. And
yeah,
see her.
What's she going to do?
Lobster Boy, you said?
Lobster Boy.
Lobster Boy.
There's Bearded Lady, Lobster Boy.
Oh, wait a minute.
Boy.
Okay, Grady Styles is this guy's name. And he's got like weird hands, I guess, is what we're looking at.
It's Lobster Boy.
Oh, man. Oh, this is weird, dude. I don't know how I feel about this one.
What do you mean?
I mean, that feels weird for this kid.
Yeah, can Lobster Boy work at Postmates?
Well, dude, you know what this makes me think of? It's funny you mention this because in a story that came out, and we should say it looks like he's just got two fingers, like two thumbs almost at opposite ends of his hand and no fingers.
By the way, that guy could do Shocker the best.
Right? yeah.
One
that's
the pink,
all he can
one
do.
In the stink. That's, he's just rocking that all the time.
Well, dude, there's this, I think it was either a horror TV show or a horror movie that just came out. And one of the scenes that, like, freaked people out, it had a monster with hands like this. And yeah. So it got canceled by the people with hands like that because they said that we're not freaks, we're not scary. And they tried to cancel that show, and apparently they got a lot of shit. I think it might have been American Horror Story, actually. It was something like that.
Well, I think they were showing it there about the show and them guy who had it. I get that. I mean, like, dude, I don't think they're freaks because they're Lobster Boys. I'm just saying.
We just want to look.
I'm just saying, it's going to be hard to run food with those hands.
I'm with you.
But you can't get into porn, man. OnlyFans for Lobster Boy? Just doing his thing, banging hoes? Saving souls?
I wonder if he has a tough time jerking off. That's a good
question.
I'm
sure he does because he's always almost chopping it.
Yeah, I bet he has to bring his hand like this. He kind of has to do this.
Yes, to the double. Beep, 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 boop, 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 boop. Well, here's the thing, dude, is that his hands look like they would have been huge, which means he probably has a giant dong.
Could be, yeah. So maybe it is like this water bottle. He's just like.
Yeah, he's like just working it. So just got to decide, does she want to hang out Lobster Boy with his monster dick and get six-packed? They call that the six-pack, too.
Is that everything about the circus you got there?
Yeah, I mean, like, what more do you want? I thought
I want to bring in this story now, and you can see if you want to add this to your
Where
list.
Do you think it will go on the list, number one?
I'm not sure. Like, why don't we decide together? I'm about to share the screen here. Okay.
Cool pants.
You might have seen this. Headline, New York City sheriffs break up sex party with 80 people, a room full of mattresses, and boxes of condoms. So this was a swingers club is what this was.
Yeah, and of course they showed Joe Biden. He's like, I wouldn't have broken it up. That's Trump's America.
It was in Astoria, Queens, 2 a.m. They had over 80 maskless attendees. It's Caligula, it's called, a self-described swingers club. They were violating the state's COVID-19 regulations. Here's some photos from the big bust. Let's see. That's outside. This is inside this club. Just looks like a kind of a rundown.
And is that a cop?
Those are some police there. Welcome to Caligula, NY.
Black cop, black female cop, not excited about being there at all.
New York's number one
premier
swingers club. Thank you for something. And then here's one more photo. It looks like they had a DJ.
The DJ got shut down. That cop looks like he's been there and he just knows they have cameras. He's like, fuck, if they find out I've been here, I'm fucked.
This is a real event, dude. Look, they have sponsors. It's sponsored by this app right here, My Wild Mobile.
By the way, My Wild Mobile. That is so funny, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
That almost seems third world. My Wild Mobile.
Swingers, one line at a time. It says verify profiles, no downloading, group creation, member search. Oh, there you go. Okay, so
Craigslist is dead. Where do people go to get weird? Asking for a friend.
It's apps. It's for sure apps. They have like fetish apps and stuff for sure.
You know,
for sure. Where do you think swingers clubs would go on the list?
I think Johnny. You know what I'm taking out? Psychic readings, and I'm throwing in Swingers Club. And it could be, I think it could be easily in the top two, but I'm just going to put it at three because we have a space there because I took out swingers.
Okay.
So that is our top five. Number one, top five industries affected by COVID that nobody's talking about.
Good list.
I mean, we literally saw them shut down the swingers club.
Yeah, we know it happens. Yeah.
Good point, Johnny. Good.
How bummed out do you think those people were?
Well, how about one dude who finally convinced a chick to let him hit it, and all of a sudden the cops kick in the door? It's like, come on. She's like, fine. Hurry up. He's like, oh, yeah. Everybody down. Fuck.
You don't think they arrest anybody for that, do you? I hope not.
Dude, you know, have you ever heard of Craig Conant is? Cognant? Who? Craig Conant?
Condit?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
He's a really funny comic. I'm probably fucking his last name up. I haven't said people's names in so long, I forget how to say him.
Congdon? Like Kim Congdon?
Yeah, yeah. You know, hold on. Let me see it. God damn it, Johnny. But he has a funny-ass joke about – because he used to do drugs hard, right? Like hard drugs.
Uh-huh.
And Craig Conant, C-O-N-A-N-T. Craig Conant.
That's a weird name. Okay, yeah, Conant.
Right.
What's his joke?
He has a story about the time that he was doing like speed and all this shit, and the cops kick in the door, and it's his buddy from high school.
Does he get
off? Craig's really cool because Craig is one of these guys that's now breaking on through, dude. It's like fun to watch comics break through to another level. He has almost 100,000 followers. I only have 70,000.
My Jesus. Buddy was his dog.
My buddy?
My best friend from back home. His dog bit a guy, and it was the second time he'd bitten someone, so they were going to have to put it down. But the animal control officer that came out was one of his friends that grew up across the street from him. So he signed off on the dog, you know, and let it live, and it ended up living another 10 years or whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that a relief, dude? Because they probably had to put it down if it had been anybody else came to the door. Crazy, huh?
Sad, dude. Super sad. Johnny, what else is going on? Oh, Johnny, updates! Updates!
Updates!
Updates.
I'll put in the update thing. We can at least
updates. That. Updates. Johnny, ask me for an update.
Give me an update, Sam.
All right, man. My dad, as you know, I was talking about he was forwarding me were those emails where if you don't pass it on to five other people.
Oh, yeah. Chain letters.
Yeah.
Chain emails.
Well, now my dad is now forwarding porn spam that he has sent about hot chicks wanting dick downs.
Why would he send that to you, though?
I don't know, but he put it in a giant email, Jade.
And what, to a lot of people?
To all these people.
What did it say?
It's like, I'm Melissa, I got big tits, and I want to fuck hard, man. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm being dead serious. And
it sounds like your dad got hacked, bro.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. Or my dad was just trying to help people and be like, hey, anyone, I can't hit this. Anybody looking to get laid? She's really horny. She got big tits, and she's looking for action.
Dude, I think your dad got hacked. I'm being honest here.
I don't even know what to tell him. Hey, dad, you got hacked. Fix it. Good luck getting that done. Good luck.
Dude, I got these. I may have mentioned this before, but there's – the scam that people do where they send you an email saying that they hacked your computer and that they have your webcam footage of you doing dirty things and jacking off and stuff, and they ask for you to send them money.
Yeah.
I used to get that email a lot. It's very convincing, too, because they'll have, like, maybe your IP address or something like that they shouldn't have, that they obviously got out of a hack at some point. And
well, you know, Johnny, that that Court McCallum, that happened to him, but with a real person.
Got his identity stolen?
No. He met some chick online. She's like getting naked on the camera. And she's like, "Oh, you're going to jerk off?" He's like, "Yeah, I'll jerk off." He starts beating off. And then, like, the video goes crazy and going, "We're going to send this to all your employers if you don't fucking pass this." And he's like, "Fuck you. I'm a comic. Send it to anybody you want. I don't give a fuck." They're like, "Hey, we'll do it." I'm like, "Do it. Whose email do you want, you fucking pieces of
that's
shit?"
That's so funny. Wow. You know, did you realize that's a perk of comedy? And did you realize you had that perk, that job perk?
Hey, Johnny, why do you think I talk about all the weird shit I'm into? So that I, like, they got nothing on me. I literally think I'm going to get blackmailed by, like, the CIA at some point. So I just talk about all the weird shit. Like, when I was a kid and I fucked my couch. Or, like,
well, dude, they might be able to blackmail you by saying that you're actually just a kind of a normal dude that doesn't do too much crazy.
Dude, he really isn't into trans. He's lying, right?
He does. He's never. He hasn't done coke in years.
Yeah, he's full of shit. He loves the Lord.
Shape-shifting Jesus.
Next up, John.
Go on.
Hold on.
Lay it on
so
me.
That was the big upset, dude. That was the big update. That was
update.
Your update for the week.
Update.
Man, I'm really fucking crushing right now. Johnny, have you ever just, instead of washing your socks, just went and bought new socks?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, I do it too. It's like, yeah. And by the way, can we all agree that, like, socks just disappear? Like, there is a sock, like.
Absolutely.
And they just disappear. And you know what the new one is? Headphones. Headphones are the new things that just disappear.
Okay.
I think they
don't disappear as much since I started paying a lot of money for them, like AirPods and professional headphones. But the little one, yeah, I used to experience that.
How often do you buy new underwear, Johnny? A lot? Or do you just ride it?
Yeah, I buy them a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
You're throwing out underwear all the time?
I just feel like I lose them, too. That's another thing I lose. I feel like I lose
Where
a
do
lot.
They go, Johnny?
I
what
really
am I,
don't
Jerry
know.
Seinfeld? I don't
and
know.
You know what's
Where
interesting?
Do they go?
Dude, and it's not like one of those things. There's some things like sunglasses. I lose a lot of sunglasses, too. But there are things that you lose and then you find, like, years later. You know what I'm saying? But you never find, like, an old sock behind the bed or something like that. You never find them. Once they're gone, they're gone forever. You never find them in the sofa or anything like that. They just disappear.
When they're gone, they're gone.
But you know what I mean? They should be, like, stuck in sofa. If they weren't disappearing, you should find them every now and then, like, rolled up in the sheets or something like that. You never find socks.
I agree. I totally agree. What else do we got, John?
I think a lot of them get lost, and if you do laundry and shit like that, they get lost there.
All right. Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, I buy new dishes so I don't have to wash the dishes. I get those cheap dishes from Target that are like 99 cents a plate. And sometimes if I let the dishes go a couple weeks and they look kind of gross, throw them away.
I've been getting meal plans and I'm really far behind. So I'm thinking about taking a week off from it. Do they let you do that where you don't order food for a week? I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, you can pause it. Yeah, I've done that before.
Yep,
dude, and
what I do
when I get behind on dishes too, although I'm pretty clean generally, but I get biodegradable, like, forks and plates and stuff. Just use disposable stuff. My girlfriend hates it.
She's like, "You're destroying the environment, Johnny."
Oh, no, that's not why she hates it. She thinks it's like low class to use disposable stuff.
I love that, Johnny. Yeah. I love that. Johnny, yeah. How long you been in day now? A year?
Yeah, about a year now. Yeah.
Wow, Johnny. And I still haven't met her. That's amazing. So, Johnny.
She would like to meet you. She said she would.
Yeah, she should. I'm a nice person. I don't know why you're hiding her from me.
She hasn't met my parents or anything either. I mean,
your parents live on the other side of the world.
That's what I keep
country.
Telling her. That's what I keep telling her. Yeah.
She wants to meet your parents.
Yeah.
Of course she does. She wants to lock you down, Johnny. She wants to lock that fucking dork fuck dick down. Okay, that's what she wants to lock it down.
Hey,
Johnny. We have a pug at the house, and our pug will eat Martha's weed, and he likes to suck the other dog's dick. So
is the pug the one that sounds like Jenna Jameson?
Yeah, no, that's okay. Jack.
He does have a dog that, when it's whining, sounds like it's a woman reaching.
Sounds
orgasm.
Like it's like looking for action in all the wrong places.
Okay, and now is that the one that is getting his dick sucked by the pug?
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently all the dogs want to suck this dog's dick, because even the old dog that has passed away used to suck that dog's dick. That dick must be like cotton candy to dogs and shit, because they're all going gay for it, right?
Wait, now when the pug starts licking his dick, does it pop out?
At first it was like, I don't like this. And then it's like, maybe Roger worked on its technique. I don't know. It's like it was a puppy. Maybe it was doing all teeth and now it's not. I don't know. But what's going on? Now I got to break them up.
That's like, weird. It's weird, right?
This isn't a gay bar. You can't just suck each other's dick really, in a gay bar.
Really, you shouldn't care about that. I mean, what's it to you? They're dogs. But it's weird. It weirds me out thinking about it.
It is weird. And I have children. I want to look over going, what is that dog doing to that other dog? It's just weird to have a gay dog. But Johnny, this goes back to what we were talking about on tinfoil hat. They're like, why is everything gay? Because it's just I've talked about everything else.
Yeah, that's the last frontier. Gay, the final.
It really
frontier.
Is. It's the last of the punk rock. It's flaming homosexual.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, what else is there? What else would be? I mean, you've done drugs, you've done all the sex stuff.
Yeah. Johnny, for some reason, I cannot upload that video that you sent me of the episode the other day. It just, like, I don't have a lot. Maybe I got to check my fucking how much shit I have, but.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. What are you trying to?
I know, Johnny.
Just so I don't, I'll be faster if I don't have to edit a lot of stuff out.
Right. Okay. So Johnny, so the pug is gay. Thoughts?
Gay. It is, but dude, because it's not. I mean, most dogs do weird gay stuff like that. Most dogs do, I think.
Well, does it fit the argument that like being gay is natural?
Well, I mean, you do see. I mean, homosexuality in nature is pretty widespread, but. I don't – yeah, I don't know, man. I think – I mean, if you want to believe that it's a spectrum, I think that's probably right.
Well, I don't
know.
There you go.
But I will say that even when you see dogs doing that, you just want them to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like my sister has one of those little French bulldogs, and it'll just hump like people, and it's weird. Just don't want a dog humping you. You know what I'm saying? Why is it, I mean, it shouldn't be weird. It's not like, you're the same species, you know. It's nothing wrong with
yeah.
it. But it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing when they hump each other. It's just bizarre.
It is weird, and I don't like it. I mean, unless they're into that shit, okay? Anyways, next thing, Johnny. Have we gone almost an hour, by the way?
Yeah, well, just not quite yet. About 8 minutes to an hour.
Okay, so can we do some of these stories that you wanted
ready?
To talk
yeah,
about?
Yeah, we got some good stories. Good Thanksgiving.
The only thing I wanted to talk about left. And by the way, dude, people listen to this show because some people was like, yeah, man, I heard that on Broken Sim. I'm like, thank you guys for listening. What do we call them? Sim tarts?
Well, yeah, one of the fans suggested that. Another one suggested in the comments last week, the broken ones.
The broken. I love that.
They're broken. Yeah.
Let's just call them the broken.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Dude, that could be the coolest name ever. Of a fan base, the broken. We should make sure to say, I am broken. We are the broken. Dude, that is the best.
Okay.
We need to make that shirt, the broken. And just,
I'm with you.
We just need that. Someone should design a shirt for us that says the broken.
We can do that. All right.
So honestly, Johnny, we had some talk earlier about COVID. I hate to go back to it, but COVID has affected everything, Johnny.
Everything.
To the point the other day when I was walking my dog, there's a small area near my house where all the drug addicts hang out. And hey, those are my people, right? There was this obvious like creeper, I want to say raper van, like raper, child molester van. And I'll send you the picture, Johnny, on the van it said, must wear mask past this point.
So did you put this on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this. Hold on, let me bring it up for the people at home.
Is that, dude?
I mean,
even the fucking sex offenders are COVID conscious.
It tells you just how far reaching this thing is. Even scummy sort of sex
even
offender.
Even dudes
man.
Are like molesting you. Are like, dude, have you been tested yet? We have to run a COVID test on you before we can molest you.
Hold on, here we go.
Yeah, right there. Look at that. Isn't that crazy?
Look at this. He's got like a tinted window from about 30 years ago. So it's just all crap.
Dude, I've seen this thing open. It is Tweaker Central, dude. They are tweaking balls in this van.
That's so funny.
And I'm not judging. Who am I to judge? Each their own. But I just think it's hilarious that the tweaker molesters are very don't want to catch COVID. Why
they're concerned,
fucking.
Man? They're concerned. Hey dude, they already got a couple of strikes against them from the doing meth thing. So you don't want to add another one when you don't have to.
And like you know, when you're molesting a woman, you got to make sure that they don't have COVID. You don't want to give somebody COVID.
Yeah. But first, before I do this to you, can I see a negative COVID test?
Can I hit you with the little beeper thing? sit still. Listen. If you just calm down, this will go easy. And I just got to hit you with the temperature thing. Okay, you're good to go. Now I can continue with my molestation.
Well, dude, I saw him doing that to people going into an emergency room the other day. And I'm like, isn't everybody in the emergency
room? You're like, I've been shot. They're like, could you lift your hat, please?
Well, yeah, but what are you there for?
Could you lift your hat?
They're sick already.
Bleed now. Hold on. Let me hit you. Beep, boop.
I mean, obviously something's wrong with me. Just let me in here. I'm wearing a mask.
I'm dying. Man. We got to make sure you're not COVID. I got to break this down.
And if a lot of places you go in now, if you have your own mask on, even if it doesn't have a valve, they put another mask on top of you. They just hand out a mask. They make you put it on. Like
double mask?
Yeah, Cedars is like that. Yeah, Cedars sign.
Is there anything dumber than a person jogging with a mask on, Johnny?
It's just we're pretty sure nobody's getting it outside. It's just not happening with wind blowing around and everything. And yeah, and they continue to insist on wearing masks outside. It's really stupid.
Johnny, why do hospitals advertise? Have you seen that?
Oh, they advertise a lot. Yeah.
But you're like, if I'm like, oh my God, I'm bleeding out. They're like, okay, Cedars-Sinai's closed. No, I saw this commercial. Go over to JFK Memorial. It's a much better hospital. They're doing two for ones over there. I saw a commercial. I listen to this podcast.
You know,
Broken Sim. I'm one of the broken. And
I want to use my promo code.
Yeah, can I use the promo code Broken? I got a stab. You guys are doing two stabs
one. I got the promo code for Broken, and my leg is broken. Can I please get? Can I please go to the emergency room? I saw that. Speaking of like hospital selection, I saw that they thought Bobby Kennedy would have had a slightly better chance of survival, even though almost certainly he would have died if they had taken him to the right hospital first. They wasted like a lot of time by taking him to the wrong. They didn't know that somebody didn't communicate that he had a massive head wound, and so he ended up going to the wrong hospital for a while. Not John F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, I mean they just off those guys. That was mob shit. Oh, so, Johnny, what are our stories?
Okay, let's do this. We got some fun stuff here. All right, let me get back to where I was. We're just going to look at these together, everybody, all of us. Here we go. Here's the headline. Belgian town goes viral for installing phallic-shaped Christmas lights. Mayor issues apology. So here are the Christmas lights. They look like dicks. this Belgian town went viral. If you're listening at home, they are... they look like dicks. I mean, that's all you can say.
Well, it's also you see what you want to see. And that's what I think is
– And who doesn't want to see a dick? So.
No, I mean, I think this is from us all watching so much porn in our life that we see dicks now.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to this. The mayor blamed cost-cutting for the gaffe.
Listen, dude, the only thing that we can afford now is homoerotica.
Christmas decorations at a Belgian town, and this is from the Indian Express, sorry. Christmas decorations at a Belgian town became a hot topic of discussion on social media as the tall column structure started getting compared to male genitals, causing controversy for the local administration. But laughter everywhere else.
Okay, go down.
I see what do you think these are supposed to be?
Candles.
That's exactly right. That's what they're supposed to be, candles.
Well, and the truth of the matter is they would have done it in the actual – now I think they probably thought they were dicks, and tried to make them not look like dicks by putting blue on the top. Because if they would have put the red and the yellow, it would have definitely looked like a dick.
Okay. This is what the mayor said. We had a limited budget, so our technical design department designed the lighting ourselves. Now, that tells you that he designed them, because when he says, our technical design department designed the lighting ourselves, that means it's his fault. He did this. And it was certainly not intended to turn out like this. When the lights are on, the evocative shape is not visible, but once... when the lights are not on, you can't tell it. But when the, yeah, that's how lights work. You don't see them when they're not on.
Yeah, of course. But and that makes the, me think this guy loves dicks.
Maybe he doesn't even know it yet. What if he figures out that he
like,
loves dicks?
Listen, dude, I love the pound puss. By the way, if you say pound puss, you like dick. I love the pound puss, bro. But let's just do some cool, like, kind of like Stand by Itself, like Rock Hard Stand by Itself. And here's then he takes one. A picture with it.
This story is amazing. This story is from a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So, Fort Bragg is the largest U.S. Army base in the United States. It's in North Carolina, not far from here, actually, where I am, about a half hour away. And the guy who runs the Fort Bragg Twitter must have been accidentally signed into the account, because he started tweeting spitting game at this OnlyFans model from the official Army account for Fort Bragg.
So she's making $35,000 a month.
Yep.
It's like, what do you tell chicks? Well, I'm going to tell you that. I mean, dude, we talk about OnlyFans all the time, but it's like, dude, it's like, it's not for the lazy. I'll tell you that, man.
You got to work. No,
you got to hustle with that beaver.
This is from a website called Mayonnaise Slacks. I don't know what that means, but here's the story.
You know what that means. It has to do with that.
OnlyFans model Quinn Finite, that's an interesting name, saw her income soar, as you said, to nearly $35,000 a month after a U.S. Army-affiliated Twitter account began openly tweeting lewd comments directed at her. Here's some of the comments. Let's check these out. This should be funny. Just a second. Waiting for this shit to load. Waiting. And it's taking us to a Daily Mail story for some reason. Okay, here we go. She's tweeted a photo from taken near her crotch, looking up at her breasts, and the Fort Bragg account replies, my face is them breasts, I guess, and then my face is again before I come up and give you a deep long kiss. So just really just gross, weird stuff. And then here's another. She tweeted again, bro, why did you subscribe to my OnlyFans if you hate pubic hair? Why, bro, why? That was her just complaining that some guy, you know, sent her a rude comment that he doesn't like pubic hair. So this Fort Bragg guy comes to White Knight and he says, he's lost and doesn't know a good thing when it's staring him in the eyes or tickling his nose in this case. I mean, this guy was just going all out.
They find out who it was?
Well, here's the funny thing about this story, dude. So at first, this was obviously this guy who ran the account. He tweeted out that they had been hacked and that they were investigating it. But then the Army came out later and was like, no, somebody fucked up. It was this guy.
And, dude, these guys are all college kid aged. So, of course, they're fucking throwing game
dude,
at these
Yeah,
guys.
And it's so easy to stay logged in to the wrong Twitter account. As I'm
oh,
sure
yeah.
You know.
Chad Zumok's done that a couple times. Did Chad come on Punch Drunk?
Not yet. We haven't recorded yet. No.
Okay.
We're doing it. We got one this week. No, he's going to, though. Yeah. Welcoming Chad back to Punch Drunk for an episode. Our
Why
good friend,
not? Let it Chad happen. Zumok. Help him out.
No, I don't want that one. Okay, so this headline is great. This is from the Oregonian. Oregon man sues, alleging he went to doctor for distress over marital woes, only to find the physician was having an affair with his wife.
Oh, my God.
A Bend, Oregon man was experiencing depression as a result of his failing marriage, so he went to his family physician, who counseled him on the ways to improve his marriage and prescribed him marijuana and CBD. The patient now claims in a lawsuit that all along the doctor named Ronald Rosen was having an affair with his wife. Think about that, dude.
We're just not meant to live that long, Johnny. We were supposed to die early, We're not meant to be together forever and ever and ever, dude. And this is just what's going on, dude. And if you're not going to give the dick down, somebody will. And they fucking know that.
Well, this guy wanted to give her the dick down, it sounded like, and the doctor was doing it instead.
Dude, that's got to suck. If you're like, how big's your dick, dude?
Oh, that's the worst thought,
nine
right?
9 inches? Then. You're like, fuck. I don't even care, dude. I just want to sleep.
What is that thing about guys? If a girl does cheat on you, though, you kind of want to know what happened, right? Like, it's not like, no, don't tell me about it. You're like,
well,
okay.
Why? You want to know why she did that.
Is that it?
You know, it's like when a guy cheats on a girl, guy's like, whatever. You know, dudes, whatever. But girls cheats on a guy, it is like, you know why, dude? Because there's always a chance of pregnancy. That's the biggest thing, dude, right? It's like you think it's your kid and then it's not your kid. That is like on a genetic level, like the biggest treason ever.
Yeah, it is the biggest treason ever. You're right. I think I might have found why this guy got cheated on.
Oh, okay, no. Is he Lobster Boy?
No, but it's his name. His name, he's a local musician and a financial advisor. That means, by the way, he's a financial advisor. That's what that means. Local musician and financial advisor. The guy's a financial advisor. His name is Pearson Tone. T-O-N-E, Pearson Tone, but he goes by his middle name, Franchot, F-R-A-N-C-H-O-T, French.
Oh.
Franchot Tone has experienced success in the disparate fields of music and finance, according to him. So there you go. I think we found out why his wife.
Why? Because he has a French gay name?
Yeah, and he chose that name because it's his middle name.
That's his name he picked? You're totally right, dude.
Okay.
You're totally right.
So that all makes a little... Now, do you want to do a sad story about a kid that was locked up in a pedophile underground bunker for 52 days? A 7-year-old?
No.
Okay, we'll skip that one. It's Thanksgiving, after all. Let's be positive. And key.
Why would I want to do that story, Johnny? This is a comedy show.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought I'd give you the option.
Johnny, what do you think about them doing like the Macy's Day Parade in front of nobody?
Well, shit, I don't know. I mean, who gives a damn anyway?
I just, it's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, most people just watch it on TV anyway, right? So who cares? I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, but I don't have a strong opinion. I don't really care. Do whatever you want. Just leave me out of it.
Johnny, I respect that.
Popular Mechanics. China has launched the world's first 6G satellite, and we don't even know what 6G is yet. 6G doesn't exist, but China is out there telling people that they launched a 6G satellite into orbit. Isn't this great? On November 6th.
China. They just – dude, it's like – you know, it's like conspiracy theorists think we made up going to the moon. That's just what China's doing. They're like, fuck it, dude. We got 90G, dog. You don't have to fucking get the internet. It's in your head.
Yeah,
you
dude, just it's like China's got the new iPhone 13. It doesn't even –
We got iPhones 940, dude, the 940th thing. It's like, dude, it's like your eyeball. Boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop. On November 6th, China successfully launched a Long March 6 rocket and sent a payload of 13 satellites into orbit. Among them is what has been described as the world's first 6G satellite, according to the BBC. The problem, the rest of the world is still several years away from agreeing on what 6G even will be. So there you go. China is beating us again, but we don't even know what they've beaten us at.
Dude, have you ever heard the theory that those camps aren't what everybody thinks they are? I've talked to people from China.
What, those like, prison camps?
Yeah, they're not. They're actually like volunteer.
Wait, now hold on. Are you talking about the ones that near the Russian border or those Uyghur camps where they re-educate?
Uyghur camps.
Okay. What do they think they are?
Not re-education camp, but literally learning life skills. They teach them how to function.
Now, does that sound
to them?
Okay, that does sound like Chinese propaganda, though, right?
I mean, but then I've been told that that's all U.S. propaganda.
Could be. Yeah, I don't. I mean, you'd have to talk to the Uyghurs. I mean, the ones that get their message out seem to really be in pain. But I don't know. That's tough, man. I don't know. So think about this now. Another industry that has been pretty hard hit by COVID because people are afraid to travel right now, especially with a stranger, is Uber and Lyft.
Really? And,
well, yeah, of course. Yeah, people just aren't driving around as much, especially not with strangers. Now, when all those people finally do get back to work, they may not have a job because, and this is from The Verge, robo-taxis just got the green light for paid rides in California. The state's Public Utility Commission has authorized two new programs to allow driverless ride hailing. So there you go.
Dude, I'm telling you this, man. This state wants everybody to move. They don't want people here. They don't want people here. I will not take a driverless thing.
I guarantee you in your life you will eventually.
Well, I will resist.
Okay, we'll see. California has long been ground zero for autonomous vehicle testing, but the state has never allowed companies to use those vehicles to make money from a commercial ride hailing service. That changed last week as the Public Utilities Commission approved two new programs that allow autonomous vehicle operators to launch their own robo taxis in the state. So they're coming. It says that California has indicated it intends to ban the sale of new combustion engine vehicles starting in 2035. So if you want to buy and get your gas guzzler, your last year to do that is 2035.
How long is that, Johnny? That is 14 years.
14 years, yeah.
14, 15 years, man. I cannot wait. I won't be in California, and hopefully I will have saved enough money to not have to deal with this bullshit.
Now, you shared this. Okay, I'm just going to give you another quick one. This is from 7 News in Australia. 7 people dead after drinking hand sanitizer at party in Russia. 7 people have died from drinking hand sanitizer after the party they were at ran out of alcohol, according to reports out of Russia. It's understood that some 9 people began drinking the antiseptic wash, which is 69% methanol. 2 men, ages 27 and 59, and a 41-year-old woman were the first to die. 6 others were urgently flown by medical evac aircraft to a hospital in the city of Yakutsk. Sadly, another 4 did not survive, while 2 are currently fighting for their lives in the hospital. The poisoning took place as a result of drinking sanitizer, the regional state prosecutor said. Authorities in Russia are again pleading with locals to refrain from drinking hand sanitizer.
hard times. What's going on with Russia? And didn't Vladimir Putin's daughter die from COVID or the vaccine? It was one or the other.
I don't know. You know, I mean, so everybody knows, they rushed out a vaccine in Russia with almost no testing. You said Putin's daughter died?
Yeah.
Let me see about that. This is saying that's not true. This is Voice of America News, which is a conservative news outlet, I think. Actually, might be liberal. But anyway, it says Putin's daughter didn't die from Russian COVID-19 vaccines.
Okay. All right. I thought I heard that.
No, it doesn't appear to be true. You did hear it, I'm sure, but it's just not true.
All right, Johnny.
No, I'm saying you did read it somewhere. You're not going crazy. It's just it seems like it was. Now, you shared this video the other day of this guy pulling this alligator.
Dude, it was amazing. This dog of his.
And this is maybe one of the most touching things I've ever seen. And it really tells you how deep that connection is between animals and humans, dogs especially. I'm just going to show it for people who haven't seen it. This video is just something. It got caught on a trail cam that was set up by something called Florida Wildlife Federation. And here it is.
This is the moment Richard Wilbanks wrestles an alligator to save his dog's life.
He just came out like a missile.
The sound of his puppy's cries are too upsetting, so we're not sharing it.
They're like children to us.
Wilbanks pried open the gator's mouth and saved his dog, Gunner.
He had one little puncture wound. My hands were just chewed up.
Even after being dragged.
Guy went into the dude. I worked on.
Dude, look at his hands are getting bit by the thing.
In the mouth, dude. I worked on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina at a newspaper down there for a while, and this is something that happens all the time. These little dogs get snatched by alligators constantly down there, man. We'd write about them all the time.
And like, what do you do? You just sit there, dude? I bring a fucking gun.
Dude, there's this famous. There was this famous dog that used to go down and. It was outside this restaurant that would go down and bark at this alligator, and people would kind of sit on the deck and watch this little white dog just, row, 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 and eventually the alligator just got him. Eventually, I mean, after years and years, you know, those lizard brains, man, those alligators are just.
Yeah, and why are they letting him do it?
Yeah, it was dumb. It was dumb. Yeah, I mean, they had to know it was going to happen.
Dude, can I tell you something, Johnny? Cool. I'm afraid of three things in my life. Deathly afraid. One is the mob.
Okay. I have respect for the mob to you.
Two is sharks.
Got it.
Three, alligators. Crocodile, alligators. I see a dead one on the side of the road. I still fucking get weird. It's just like, oh, that thing is a dinosaur and it's here to eat you.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't
totally.
Fuck
don't
around, know. Man. You can't reason with it. It's a machine that kills.
There are ancient killing machines. That's a good way to put it.
Johnny, just because you're on a farm doesn't mean you're just too cool to be afraid of animals.
Oh, no, dude. I have a real healthy respect for animals. I mean, I grew up knowing how dangerous they are, for sure. I mean, I've seen all kinds of injuries at the hands of animals, believe me. This is from KCTV Channel 5. Here's the headline. Biker with meth falls during race, accidentally shoots himself before getting hit by a car. Now, that's a hell of a day. This is from Kansas City. A man in possession of methamphetamine was critically injured Thursday after falling while racing on his motorcycle. And during the race, he accidentally shot himself and then got hit by a car. That's according to the Kansas City Police Department, Kansas City, Kansas.
Lord works in strange and mysterious ways.
This is from the police report. While racing, the suspect lost control of his bike and wrecked. During the accident, a weapon in his waistband discharged, striking him in the hip, and he was also struck by another vehicle that fled the scene. He was transported to an area hospital in critical but non-life-threatening condition. A records check revealed him to be a felon, and a large bag of what is suspected to be methamphetamine was located in the motorcycle. That's got everything. That story's got everything.
Crystal meth ain't nothing to fuck with, you know? I mean, dude, here's the thing, man. It's like, I know a lot of dudes who have felonies that keep dancing that dance. And it's like, it's inevitable you're going to get caught at some point. And you're just going to go back. And it just sucks because you don't have to live that life, man. I mean, like, dude, you think, dude, you're going to be the guy that got shot, then hit by a car with crystal meth on you.
That's
somebody's life. When he dies, that will be in the obituary.
That will be the obituary. This is I'm going to leave us with a couple of positive stories here. This is from AP. You know, we talked about the businesses that were hard hit. Obviously, restaurants, we mentioned that, were really hard hit. This is a guy in Cleveland. He left a $3,000 tip for a beer as right before a restaurant closed for the virus. So God bless that guy in Cleveland. A customer left a $3,000 tip for a single beer as a restaurant voluntarily closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The man walked into Nighttown, that's what it's called, on Sunday in Cleveland, ordered the beer and asked for the check. When it came, it was 7:02, and the man wished them well and then wrote out a $3,000 tip.
Now, does she have to, whoever the waitress or waiter is, does he have to share that?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I hope not. I hope not.
Well, I mean, you also got to be like, why wouldn't he share it with everybody?
No.
They get 500, you get 500, we get 500.
Give me the money.
Johnny, if I got a $3,000 tip, I'd give you $30.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you, Sam. Everybody has been tweeting at us about this story, and this is my favorite story of this cycle by far. And I can't wait to talk with you about it. I'm sure you've seen it. This is from AP.
Yes.
Mysterious shiny monolith found in otherworldly Utah desert. Now, if you don't know what a monolith is, it looks like the thing from 2001, A Space Odyssey. That it's just like a black squared off column rising out of the
desert.
It's not
black at all,
Johnny. Well, no, the one in 2001 is black.
Okay.
That's and then this one looks just like that, except it's kind of got, it looks like aluminum maybe, like some polished, not quite polished aluminum, but, and it's just coming, and apparently, and the authorities told people not to try to go see this thing because the area is so hard to get to. Yet their official explanation for this thing being in the desert is that it's an art installation. That's what they're trying to pass off as the explanation, which I'm just not buying. It's the size of two people stacked on top of each other. See these two guys? They're standing on top of each other's shoulders here.
I bet you those guys used to work for the circus. Now they got to fucking get a job doing this thing. Like, it's like, dude, did they Rochambeau for that?
Isn't that fascinating, man? Here, let's read it. Now, there are some details of the story that also make it pretty interesting. Because they were, let me see if they mention it here. Okay, here we go. Deep in the Mars-like landscape of Utah's Red Rock Desert lies a mystery, a gleaming metal monolith in one of the most remote parts of the state. The smooth, tall structure was found during a helicopter survey of bighorn sheep.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. They wanted to count the sheep.
This guy was literally counting sheep in an helicopter when he spotted this thing. And he was like, hey, go back. And what the fuck was that? They found the three-sided, so it's three-sided, actually. It's triangular. It's stainless steel, they're saying now, is about as tall as two men put together, but they discovered no clues about what might have driven it into the ground among the undulating red rocks, or why.
And dude, that's crazy, right? Not as crazy as this guy's fucking mugshot. Have you seen this mugshot on the side? Go up. Go up a little. That guy? That guy killed a bunch of people. He's like, hi. Look at that. That looks like his fucking... Look at that thing, dude.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, he's happy. He's obviously... Aww. I mean, he did kill somebody, so he's probably crazy.
Oh, Radio Shack's coming back online.
This is
Yay.
Why I can't leave the screen open. Sam is so ADD that he reads every other headline. This thing is not from another world. This guy's pissing on our parade. Lieutenant Nick Street of the Utah Highway Patrol says, still, it's clear that it took some planning and work to construct this monolith and embed it in the rock. I don't like that they're saying it's not from another world. That's
why can't we have that?
I know.
Can't it be from another world?
And here's the story that Sam just picked for us. More charges filed in deadly attack at Nebraska restaurant. This guy just looks thrilled about it. What did he do? He's a 23-year-old man. In Bellevue,
Nebraska.
By the
way, that's a hard 23, dude. Look, that's 23 years old.
He killed two employees, allegedly, and two others were wounded. He faces – his name is Roberto Carlos Silva Jr., and he's facing two counts of first-degree murder and two counts of attempted first-degree murder. Damn. A sonic drive-in.
What happened to you, dude? That
who's
you
that angry
snap
at a,
like that?
Who gets that angry at a sonic
fat
drive-in?
Guy?
I mean, they
fat
people,
guy.
They literally skate the food out to you so they can get it to you faster, and you're mad enough you want to shoot people?
Fat guy is okay. Very pissed.
Now, I want to end our news on. I saw this on the evening news tonight with on ABC with
Johnny. I don't want to talk any election.
No, it's nothing to do with the election. It's a positive. I want to leave us with a really positive story, and this story kind of is like
missing
the sweetest thing I've ever
and
heard.
And a stranger so. Willing to strong.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let's start there.
Finally tonight, here's
a missing
dog. Is
this one of these like Idiocracy stories?
No, it's just positive. It's
willing
pure,
to help.
I just wanted finally, something really positive tonight. On Thanksgiving to leave everybody in a good headspace.
All right, let's
so here
leave
we
it on
missing
positive.
Okay.
Dog and a stranger willing to help America strong. Brian James from Cairo, New York, is a licensed hiking guide and a drone pilot. He saw this flyer online for a lost dog named Meadow, a 1-year-old golden retriever. She was missing from a few towns over in Andes, New York. Brian was moved. He heard many in town were helping to search for Meadow, so he drove over to join in.
I'm realizing that she might be easy to see from the air.
Yeah, this dog, we should say, it's a golden retriever, but it's white as the snow. This is like a one-year-old dog. It's really white.
Find her before snow.
10 days this dog's been gone.
Flying his drone near where she was last spotted, carefully looking through miles of trees, slowly canvassing when all of a sudden he spots a patch of white. He stops and zooms in.
All right, I was able to get a visual on Meadow.
So if you're listening at home, we just saw the drone view of this, and you can see this little white spot, and you can kind of see what looks like a nose, like moving around. This dog is obviously just alone, scared out of his mind in the woods, sitting down.
In the air.
Aww.
Then, on foot, he races toward that spot, and he sees her.
Come here.
Meadow runs to Brian.
And now this dog is just so excited to see somebody.
Because he sees a person.
Yeah.
Aww.
And not long after,
look,
she is reunited with her family. After
Aww,
being missing for
dude,
10 days.
That's so great.
Right here tonight.
Hi, David.
Meadow back home with Gary and Debbie Morgan,
Aww,
telling us not only are they overjoyed, that when they saw that video, they couldn't believe it.
At the last second, he saw a small white dot on the forest floor.
How did it get out there?
It was Meadow.
They are thankful to have Meadow home and thankful for Brian, the stranger who answered that call.
And being able to rescue her.
And bring her back to us.
And tonight, Brian telling us that everybody's got the capability to help. You never know what will come of it.
Oh, man, that's a great,
isn't that great
story,
dude? Yeah, I love that. I saw that on the news tonight. I thought that was nice.
Well, Johnny, I love you very much, even
Same
though
that
you made me cry. I appreciate you. I hope the broken, that's a great name. I hope the broken have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving for those that are in America. For those that are not, I hope you enjoy just spending time with your family, even though this COVID thing's made us do it that anyways. But
hope
you, know
you
what,
can
man?
See your family. I hope you can safely do that. Please try to if you can.
And listen, man, I know none of the broken would do this, but if you're somebody who sees a large family having a fucking party, don't be a piece of shit and call. Okay?
Yeah.
Snitch on the snitches. If you find out somebody's snitching on people, snitch on the snitches.
Yeah, or snitch on Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, snitch on Gavin Newsom, that piece of shit. But, hey, we're ending on positivity. The dog is found. You spend time with your family. I love you all very much. I love you, Johnny. Say hi to your aunt for me. I'd love
Same
to one time to meet her in the video so you can have her come and say hi.
Yeah, I don't see her too much, but maybe. I might see her around Thanksgiving. We'll see.
All right, dude. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you to the broken. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.